You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Hello, hello. This is TalkTainmentRadio.com, and you're listening to Stairway to Heaven with your host, Dr. Bass Claude Smith. And my guest will be my son, Apostle Kenneth Fletcher of the Living Word Christian Fellowship Church in Corsicana, Texas. And his topic will be, It Is Written. He's beautiful. I've been down to his church in Texas, and it's a beautiful church. And it's really, really nice. And before we get started, let me say this. Don't forget, November 13th is the release CD of the Keys of Harmony with Standing in the Need of Prayer and Looking Back Over My Life. That's November 13th, 4 o'clock. And we are looking forward to been a while since we put it out. It's still in the works. And when we come on, I'll let you know when to get it. Now, my son, my guest, Apostle Fletcher. How are you?
We're doing great. Good to be on with you today, Dr. Bass, and always a blessing and a privilege to be on the Stairway to Heaven program.
Okay, glad to have you. Very glad to have you. It's been about a year, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been almost at least a year, almost a year, somewhere around that time frame.
You're right.
But it's a blessing to be back on with you, and we will hope that the Lord will do something with us and have a wonderful time of sharing today.
Well, I know it's going to be a beautiful time because I can't wait to listen to your topic because it sounds real beautiful. Could you explain to me what it's all about? It's called It Is Written. Am I correct?
Yes, sir. It is written. And I think many a times one of the things that we as believers, especially in this hour, you have a lot of people are reaching for a lot of different things. But one thing that we can be objective about is what is written in God's word. And so once it is written, God himself will not change what has been written in the scripture, but he will make sure that what is written in the scripture comes to pass just as he allowed it to be written and foretold, you know, by the prophets of old.
Oh, that sounds real. That sounds real beautiful. Okay. Well, I'm going to let you take it over and, let me get these shout-outs out the way, and you can have it. This is to my wife, his mother, Evangelist Patricia Smith, and Core Lab, and all my other people. So go ahead, and after other people, and also the Stairway to Heaven is brought to you by the Keys of Harmony and Refuge Baptist Church and Praise Temple. So after I said all of that, I'm turning it over to Apostle Fletcher. Apostle Fletcher, you may proceed.
All right. Well, again, thank you again, Dr. Bass, and again, for all of you that are listening and that are watching on the different platforms, the different digital platforms, we thank God for the opportunity to just be able to come and to share the Word of God with you that are here, that are wanting to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. In particularly, at this moment, God has graced me to be able to come and to just share the Word of God with many people, as many as will be able to hear it. And so we just want to encourage you, number one, in your walk of faith, in your journey of faith throughout life. Because regardless of how many years we live on the earth, whether we live a short time or whether we live 100 plus years upon the earth, it is still relatively a short amount of time based upon what God is in eternity. But what God has given to us is a written record of the things that he desires to come into fruition in the lives of those that will be called his people because of faith in Christ. And so it is a guide rail. It is a guardrail. It is, again, the lanes, so to speak, that we can make sure we stay in the correct lane that God wants us to stay in as we walk or go through this journey of life. And so there are many facets and many things of life. Many of you know that I have had families, children, grandchildren, sometimes even great-grandchildren. Life can really have a lot of ups and downs, a lot of curves and turns, all kind of different things happen in life. But one thing that we always have, if we take heed to the Word of God, we always have guardrails and guide rails to keep us on the path. And thank God, that's what the Word of God is for. So we never have to really wonder in disillusionment what God thinks about something, you know, because whatever is written in His Word is His thought concerning any circumstance, any situation, or any subject. So He does not deviate from what He's allowed to be written in the canon of Scripture. And that's why I love this topic about it is written. Because right now, we have, as you know, many of you know that are listening, we have so many different facets, you know, or parts, if you will, of the body of Christ. You have different denominations and different groups or whatever have you, you know, different communities. And somewhat, we all may have our own kind of thought process of certain things and how certain things should go and the way we should do certain things. And that's all well and good in its place. But the wonderful thing that I love about what is written is because what is written is will never take sides, if you will, with any particular group. God Himself stays completely objective to what He allowed to be written in His Word. And the good news is He watches over that Word to perform it, and that He will never change what He said. And so, therefore, if we're even going to get to this place, even I believe this in this hour, where the body of Christ, the church, will come into a unity and show the world that Jesus is Lord, it's going to have to be by you and I getting back to understanding what is written. So when we just take our ideas, our concepts, what we're reaching for, what we're striving for, when it's based upon the revelation of what is written, now there is a coming together, right? Because right. Everybody has opinions, right? Mm-hmm. We grew up differently. We grew up in different places, different geographical places. We grew up in different economical situations, even different racial situations. But when we come into the body of Christ, we have been born into a family that has one Father, one Lord, one faith, come on, one baptism, one God who is above all, over all, and through you all, okay? And so therefore, it doesn't matter where we come from, God is trying to bring us into the unity of oneness under the banner of the name, the Lord Jesus Christ. So how do we become unified? How do really we become a body or a kingdom that is unified in purpose and unified in what we're striving for? Well, we must begin to reach for something that is objective and not subjective. What are you talking about, man of God? I'm saying that the Word of God is not subjective, it is objective. In other words, God is not going to change what He said. And God is not going to change how He operates. We change many a times, and that is subjective. But God Himself does not change. So you and I have to get to a place where we have come to a place of humility to where we can defer to what the Holy Spirit reveals through what is already written in the Scripture. So let me take a text here and just for a moment and just want to show you something out of the book of Romans, chapter number 15. And I'm not going to read all of the verses, but I just want to bring it to you just in a light so that we can see how important that the statement that it is written. Glory to God. And so Romans 15 and verse number 3, and we'll start reading there. He says, "For even Christ pleased not himself." Come on. "But as it is written," there it is. There's one. "But as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproached thee fell on me." Now come on. Verse 4. "For whatsoever things were written aforetime," come on, "were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope." Lord have mercy. "Now the God of patience and consolation grant to you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with," hear what I said at the beginning, "with what? With one mind," come on, "and one mouth," glory to God, "glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ was the minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy." Here it is again. "As it is written," glory to God, "as it is written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name." And again he saith, "Rejoice ye Gentiles with his people." And again, "Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and laud him, all you people." And we're going to stop reading right there, but I want you to grab this text and understand that it is written that the reproaches of everyone fell upon Jesus. In other words, as the scripture very plainly says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And there is none righteous, no, not one. But that he doesn't leave us there, because he tells us that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. So how do we know that? Because it is written. Folks, if we didn't have the word of God, many of us wouldn't even know what's right and what's wrong. I know mama and everyone tried to teach us the difference between what is right and what is wrong. And some folks do things and they don't think it's wrong. But when you see it clearly written, God's way of doing things and God's standard of living for humanity, now I know beyond a shadow of a doubt what is good and what is not good, what is moral and what is immoral, what is right and what is wrong. So we have these debates going on right now in society. There are those that want to, again, promote what they feel themselves is okay. And there are those that want to promote what they feel themselves is okay. Well, my question, who is correct? Who is right? So that's subjective. But if I can go to the Word of God, and God says, this is the way I see it, and the way I see it is the most important way to see it, because I myself, talking about God saying, I myself am the final judge of all decisions. Come on now. It doesn't matter how popular we may think a thing may be, or how well it is received in society. That's all well and fine. But God is the ultimate judge of all the actions of humanity. So he tells us it is written. And the good news is on this, the good news about that it is written is that he has given you and I the opportunity through our union with Jesus Christ to escape the negative side of the judgment that's coming on all humanity. Because regardless, friend, whether we want to call this old time preaching or whatever you want to call it, everything that you and I do is going to be called into judgment by God. This is the whole duty of man. How do I know that? Because it is written, fear God and keep his commandments. Glory to God. That's the only way I know that, right? So it doesn't matter what group I grew up with or what part of the body of Christ that I've been raised up in, I still have a responsibility to the one, God himself, that's going to be the judge of all the deeds that I do, whether they be good or whether they be bad. So as we get ready to wrap up this part, and we'll turn it back over to Dr. Bass here, but I want you to understand something. Jesus is our blessed hope. And he is our blessed hope because he is, again, the ratifier, if you will, of the covenant to the Jewish people. But now he says this about you and I. Who are these Gentiles that he talks about? And he says the Gentiles may glorify God for his mercy, as it is written. Folks, the Gentiles are the nations of the earth, the non-Jewish people that have the opportunity to have the same blessing, the same covenant, the same favor as Father Abraham because of our faith in Jesus Christ. Because he says, I'm going to confess your name among the Gentiles. And then he says that you and I really have something to praise the Lord about. Glory to God, because we have been brought into the family and the commonwealth of Israel, the blessings of the Father, because Jesus Christ said, I'm going to confess your name to the Gentiles. I'm not going to leave the nations of the earth out on the outside of this covenant, but I'm going to bring them in. Glory to God. And we are going to be able to rejoice in kingdom blessings, share in the promise of Abraham, the promises made to the forefathers that God will establish his kingdom and authority on the earth, and because of our faith in Jesus Christ and nothing else, we are now able to partake in that same benefit. So folks, that's why it's so important for you and I to find out what has been written in the scroll, if you will. Because whatever is written, God says this, and I don't want to quote a bunch of scriptures because, you know, like I told Dr. Bass, I could be on here for hours at a time. But he's, holy men of God, no scripture is a private interpretation. But holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So this canon of scripture that you and I have was not the brainchild or the idea of humanity trying to think up God. You understand what I mean? But it is God revealing himself to humanity and giving them the right and the privilege and the responsibility to write out what he's revealing to them. So when I take these scriptures and I take them back to the author, who is God himself, the Holy Spirit, and ask him to breathe on my understanding, it is just as powerful if God is speaking to you just from heaven. So I'm here to tell you, glory to God, with all the authority of his word, that whatever has been written aforetime, from Moses all the way through the Pentateuch, all the way through the Old Testament, prophets, all the way to Malachi, all the way through the New Testament, whatever has been written before, it is written for your learning. So that through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, we can have hope in this crazy world. My friend, I want to encourage you to realize that pastors. I know there's a great preacher here and there, and I know that there's different ones that are truly true men and women of God, but you got to learn how to get into this scripture and read it. Yes, take what they said, but go back and read it for yourself. Go back and dig in it a little bit. Have that Berean spirit like they had in the book of Acts when they listened to Paul, but then it said they went and they searched the scriptures daily. Glory to God, man. And they said, listen, is he telling us the truth or is he just making some stuff up? But no, but when they searched the scriptures, it said, therefore, many of them believed. Why? Because they searched it out for themselves. They didn't just listen to a smooth-talking minister, which I'm not, hear me, don't misunderstand me. But they said, okay, I hear what you're saying, but let me go into this scripture so the Holy Spirit can teach me what is written and what he's going to do with that. So I pray that you receive that again, and we're going to stop right there for just a moment and get back connecting with Dr. Bass here so we can see what we're going to do next on the Stairway to Heaven broadcast.
Okay, thank you, Apostle. Just stay right there,
and
yes, sir. And let's get back to you. You're listening to Stairway to Heaven on Talktainment Radio, and we'll get back with Apostle Fletcher in a few. I'd like to say give my shout outs to my wife, his lovely mother, Patricia Smith, and to his sisters and Scott and his family, and Core Lab, and some friends at Core Lab. I'm giving them all a shout out, and plus the Keys of Harmony. And as I said, November 13th, we're having our release of Looking Back Over Our Life, Standing in the Need of Prayer. And that's November 13th at Praise Temple on Sunbury. I'll give you a little more information next time we go around, but they will. I tell you who's going to be there. The Divine Angels. There's going to be some mind dancers, and I believe some other groups going to be there. So, you know, if you have got nothing to do on November 13th at 4 o'clock, please be there at our release CD. Also, I would like to say that this lesson that my Apostle Fletcher is getting is very, very good and very, very interesting. And, you know, I'm just going to turn it back on him and let him go ahead. Apostle?
All right. Well, thank you again, Dr. Bass, again, on TalkTainmentRadio.com in Columbus, Ohio. Again, thank God for you. This opportunity, as well as we're also simulcasting many of you that are even watching on our Facebook and YouTube channel. So again, we thank God for all of you, and I pray that you're really grabbing hold of what we've been sharing, and that you also remember about the dates, November 13th, the CD release. Very important for everyone to be doing what the Lord has anointed him to do. And I want, as we get ready to get back into this, I want to say this, because for a long time, even as a preacher, I was trying to make everybody a preacher, right? Even in teaching them the word of God and whatever have you, and doing revivals and everything, and all of the different things that God has used me to do in my 30-year journey of walking with the Lord. And God had to teach me in that time frame that I have not anointed everybody to preach. Now, we are anointed to share the gospel and to live out this life as a representative of Christ, but everyone is not called to the same ministry, right? And particularly, everyone's not called to become a preacher of the gospel in that sense, right? But again, just as Dr. Bass was sharing, God has blessed him with the gift of musician, a gift of music, all of the different things that he can do. So that he has a grace for that. He has an anointing for that. And so we want to encourage him and inspire him to become the fullness of what God has graced him and anointed him to do. So I had to learn this in my zeal in my earlier ages, that I'm trying to make everybody into preachers. Well, no, that's not the case. But everyone has to know the scripture for themselves so that whatever God has anointed and graced them to do, they will be able to do it with the utmost confidence, knowing that God is backing them up because they are following God's plan for their life. So that being said, I stopped and I left off here out of Acts, the 17th chapter, and again, want to really open this up to you, talking about the Apostle Paul and when he's dealing with the scriptures, because folks, again, we have the written word. It is written to bring us into a union with the living word, who is Jesus Christ himself. But without what is written, we can be aiming at the wrong target. Many times people are aiming at the wrong subject, and they're trying to do something for God that is really not even focusing on the right target. So Paul breaks it down here in Acts 17, and I just want to read this here. I'm going to try to read it quickly and move on. Now, when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica. Come on. There was a synagogue of the Jews, and Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them and 3 Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the scriptures. Now you got to watch it. Opening and alleging that Christ must needs to have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus, whom I preach to you, is Christ. Some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks, a great multitude of the chief women, not a few. Now we're going to skip down. You know what happened, but some of the other Jews, when all of the people came together, some of the other Jews began to get jealous, and they began to contradict what Paul was saying. But verse number 10, and the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind. And watch it, check it out. Search the scriptures daily. Oh, I love that. They searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Therefore, many of them believed, also of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men, not a few. What am I saying? Folks, I know that there are, if you will, charlatans out there. I know that there are people that have abused their power in the gospel. I get it. Even some that have called themselves apostles, right? And they just trying to abuse their authority. I'm an apostle, so you got to listen to me. Well, let me help somebody. One of the ways you'll be able to walk in a good balance of discernment is to have what we call the Berean spirit. Right here, he said, the people of Berea, they received the word, but watch what they did. They received the word with all readiness of mind, but then they went a step further. Glory to God. I think that's a good preaching word for somebody, that the church needs to go a step further. Okay. Lord have mercy.
Okay, Pastor, hold on, but I'm going to let you go. We're going to continue on. This is getting closely. You two, I would say that we're going to get you on the other hat. This is Dr. Bass Claude Smith of Stairway to Heaven, to your YouTube fans, and with my son, Apostle Kenneth Fletcher. He's my guest out of course, Canada, Texas. And hey, we appreciate you watching and listening. And I'm going to say this to all my YouTube fans, as I always say, the mind is nothing but a garden. What you put in it grows. And don't let no whip nickels or anything grow, okay? We'll see you on YouTube next time.
Right.
Stay there, Doc.
How it witnessing. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
It's our dream for a life that's healthy and clean. Make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Welcome to Stairway to Heaven, and this is Dr. Bass Claus Smith, and my guest is the Apostle Kenneth Fletcher of Living Word Christian Fellowship in Corson County, Texas. This is my son, and Apostle, are you there?
I am here, sir.
All right. send the music in. I'm gonna turn it, but you can finish off where you left off, because it's gonna be, we're gonna be playing music in and out, but I'm gonna let you finish where you started off at, okay?
Okay, real good.
All right.
And praise God. Again, thank you, Dr. Bass. God bless you all, again, that are on and being on Talktainment Radio. It's a blessing. And so we were talking about the reality, or how powerful it is that we have the written record of God's dealing with mankind, with humanity. And so, again, we're just going to encourage you all to realize that as it is written in the scripture, is one way we know that God will use as the guardrails and the guide rails to keep us on the path of life that He ordained for each one of us. So again, we don't want to recap exactly everything we said, but we want to talk about, as He said, as it is written, right? The reproaches that reproach thee have fell upon me. In other words, Jesus said this, and I'm summarizing real quickly. He said, I come in the volume of the book that it is written of me to do thy will, O God. So He took away the Old Testament system. He fulfilled it. And the reason He was fulfilling all of that is because of what it is written. You'll find that many a times as you're reading the scriptures, that even the New Testament apostles and preachers, and they were constantly referencing what was written in the Old Testament scripture. So we don't want to throw them away, but we want to learn from them. And everything that was written aforetime has been written for our learning, so that we, through the patience and comfort of the scripture, and whenever you see the word scripture, it's just like script, right? It's what is written. So it's the scripture. It is the written record of God's dealing with humanity. And so now we're going to pick it back up here in Acts 17 chapter and verse number number 10. But before that, he said Paul went into the synagogue every Sunday with the Jewish people to reason with them out of the scripture, and to help them see that this Jesus that we're preaching, this is the Messiah that the scriptures have been writing about. And we're not just coming making something up. We're just revealing, or being revealed by the Holy Spirit, what has already been written. So God is not necessarily, when I know people say, you heard people say, oh, God is doing a new thing. And I understand. No, don't, you got to hear me correctly now. I understand when they say He's doing a new thing, but really it's just new to us, right? Because God is the same. And whenever you link up to what He is doing in the moment, then it's a new thing. But in reality, in actuality, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. So Paul's reasoned with them. What did he reason with them? He reasoned with them out of the scriptures, not out of his intellect, not out of his education, not even out of synagogue training, but he reasoned with them out of the scriptures. So now they get mad about it. They wanted to stone him. They wanted to refute what he was saying. So they sent Paul and Silas away. Verse 10, and the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. Now these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scripture daily, that therefore many of them believe, also of honorable women, glory to God, and which were Greeks, and of men not a few. So what am I saying? I'm saying that we have to learn how to hear people preaching, but then we have to get into that place where we do some searching for ourselves. right? I heard the man of God, I heard the woman of God, but I need to go a little further and search the scriptures daily, right? I don't want to just take what they said because they said it, but let me search it out. And as I search it out, now I can have confidence that what they are preaching is in line with what God's plan for, what God's plan is for our lives. So as we get ready to go to the next break, I want you to understand this is something that I believe. As my, in my 30 years of preaching and ministering and all of that, almost 30 years since 1993, when I preached my first sermon in South Korea while I was still in the military, I've seen that there is a generation that is more moved by emotion and excitement, but the foundation of their faith many a times is not based upon the solid rock of the Word of God, which will never change. It is many a times based upon emotional subjectiveness, right? Did I have a good time? Okay, did I feel good about what was being preached? How did it make me, how did it stimulate me emotionally? Well, folks, that's all well good in this place. But the reality is that the rock of God's word.
Okay, hold on, Pastor. We got to take a little break here, and I'll get right back to you.
Come on, y'all can do better than that.
Come on.
It's gonna be alright. Oh, alright.
Okay, that was the Jackson Sisters out of South Carolina. And as I said, my guest is my son, Apostle Richard. I'm sorry, Apostle Kenneth Fletcher. I'm thinking about my lead guitar player. But I'm gonna turn it back over to you, my son.
All right, guys. Again, thank God for the opportunity, Dr. Bass and Evangelist Patricia Smith. We don't count it lightly. We thank God for it, and we are humbled and honored, truly, to be able to share the Word of God with all those that are listening. So we've been talking about again, it is written, folks. That is your rock. That is your foundation. Jesus spoke to it like this. He said, he will consider him wise who hears the word and does what it says. He said, I will liken him to a wise man who has built his house upon a rock. I know, like I said, we're in a modern society. People think that certain things are no longer important, because we're really advanced in technology and all of these things. But folks, one thing that technology can never do is deal with the problems of our human heart. And only thing that can deal with that is what God has already given us as a remedy. And the only way we know that remedy is because it is written in the Word of God, and hopefully and prayerfully, true men and women of God with a true heart will preach the gospel.
Okay. I didn't mean to rest you. Let me ask you a question on that. How come so many people, and I know we say the word is written, how come so many people is in belief of that? Ministers and teaching? Is so many people, and I know that we be out there. I'm a minister's grandson, and y'all be up there, and y'all trying. I see y'all doing the best you're trying to try to get the word across. What would bring the non-believers to the word, and what would bring them to believe?
Absolutely, good, beautiful question, Dr. Bass, and I do truly believe that we become, as Paul said, a living letter, or as he says, a living epistle. So we know, we as believers believe what's written. So once we believe what's written, we need to live that out, right?
Right.
And so non-believer may not know what's written. He don't know if it's right or not, but he sees the life that we live. So it's one thing to know what's written and even to preach what's written, but it is a greater thing to actually live out in practical daily application what's written in the Word. So that's going to be one of the ways, I believe, that the non-believer will begin to say, your life seems like you have a direction and a guidance in your life that I'm missing. And then that's the best opportunity for you and I to share with them, well, this is why I live the way I live.
Okay.
I live that way because of what's written.
All right. I believe okay, we got some more music. These are the Pilgrim Jubilee. Won't it be?
Oh,
Okay, that was the late Pilgrim Jubilee. There's only one of them living. And that's Clay. So that was the late Pilgrim Jubilee. Okay, Apostle?
Yes, sir. We're here.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, again, I really do pray that was a good answer to the question, because that's one of the things that Jesus wanted to do with each one of us. And again, as we get ready to bring this thing to an end, I want to go to the Gospel of Matthew and show you something that's very important and right along the lines of what Dr. Bass was saying and what God is trying to do in all of us. And so again, Jesus, again, teaching, he's the master teacher. And notice what he says, folks. He says, "For verily I say unto you," Matthew 5 and 18, "For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass one jot or one tittle of shall not in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven." Now here's some good news. Notice the sequence. "But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." So again, when we're talking about the main subject of "it is written," that's the way the Lord himself wants you and I to become living epistles, right? And I know that's, you know, King James Version, but living letters written with the finger of God.
All right.
All right.
That sounds real, real good. That sounds real, real good. And you can continue. You can go anything else you'd like to elaborate on.
Okay, I wanted to make sure I was on time with you. So, living letters written with the finger of God on tables of our heart, right?
Right.
And stone.
Yeah, hold on. We got some more music coming. Hold on. Is Family from Columbus, Ohio, and this group here is really beautiful. Okay, Apostle, go ahead and say something.
All right, so again, folks, all of us are here to do the will of God. And Jesus himself said, "Lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God." So I want to encourage you all to know that even the Lord said through Jeremiah that the time was coming. He was going to write his laws upon our heart. And so it was going to be written not on tables of stone, but written on our heart, so that we would be able to walk forth and do those things that the Lord is asking of each one of us.
And that is so true. It's very, very true. And I'm looking for that to happen one day. But we all got some work to do. Am I right, Apostle?
Yes, sir. We sure do. There's each one of us.
Yeah, hold on. So many people out there is lost today. They need to, some want to hear the word, some don't hear the word.
That's right.
And they should hear the word.
And That's right.
So I'm looking forward. This is a song, this song is coming out, it's coming back out. We'll out until next year sometime. It'll be two songs, but this song is going to be put back out. It's called Standing in Need of Prayer. Apostle, you have anything to elaborate on with that song? Go ahead.
Yes, sir. And that's the way that the scripture will become alive to all of us as we draw closer to God in prayer. He will draw close to us, and then our hearts and minds will be open to receive what the Lord has for each one of us. And that's one of the ways we're going to do it. And it's definitely going to be through prayer.
Yeah, it is. We all going to be standing in the need of prayer. It's a whole lot of us. There's so much going on in the world. The whole world needs a prayer. And it's too much. It's just too much violence, too much everything. But we have to leave it in God's hands.
Yes, sir.
And then, you know, every time I hear my group sing this song, we play this song, it reminds me of... Reminds me of the things that so many people out there, even the homeless, the hungry, and the people that had lost their way, you know.
Yes.
Need some prayer. Even though when I go to work in the morning, I see people walking the streets and I be shaking my head. You know, there's gotta be a better way. There's gotta be a better way.
No number.
Yes, sir. I believe that. Do all we can
no do.
Number.
Even,
you know,
no
number. Again, no number. Smith is again to inspire everyone to do what they can do.
Right.
No number.
You see it, I see it, other people see it.
No number.
But it was intended for one person to do all the work.
Yeah. It's going to take all of us to do it.
It's going to take us all.
It's going to take all of us to do it. And I'm so glad that, you know, that his ministers, apostles, preachers, bishops, like got people like you are trying to show the people the way and trying to get them to understand that the way go. All right, our time is just about up. Apostle, you want anything to say before we go off?
No, just again, thank you for the opportunity. Listen, I want to encourage all of you to continue to trust in the Lord, walk by faith, and always continue to be about the Father's business.
And I always say, hey, the mind is nothing but the ground. What you put in it, let it grow. Put God's first and the other thing last, because take it with me all the way. This is Dr. Bass Santana, and here's the Keys of Harmony, standing in need of prayer.